Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
This is worship. This is worship. This is what we call worship. Worship is ascending to the throne. Worship is ascending to the throne. Akia ria da 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 bahare de de. Glory to the King. We worship. I am tired. I see that I have pounded it. I kill you, Lord. See that I did it. Hallelujah. Enka wuwune seye. Nenka ni mgoa siye fatai. But you have been extremely kind, good, compassionate, faithful. Even when we were not faithful, you still remain faithful. Thank you. God of all wonders, so many potent Father of mercy and grace, we ask you to inhabit our praises. We give you the glory for your love and your kindness. Who can be compared unto you? You are beautiful beyond description, articulate beyond definition. Thank you. Thank you. How great thou art. How great thou. How great. And sings my soul, my Savior. Oh yeah. How great thou art. How great. And sings my soul, my Savior. How great are. Raise your hands up. For the last time, how great. Hey! My God. How great. We love you. Words cannot express. what we have for you. Thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will take over the service and help us navigate our course through this hour of temptation. May we be disciples of Christ who will diligently follow the Master. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ, we rebuke every demonic presence. Have your way. In the precious name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Clap your hands. Ah, beautiful. Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, and greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you, oh, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised, Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Oh, Father, you reign. Great are you. Greatly to, Father, you reign. Hallelujah. Greatly to be praised. Thank you. Good morning to everybody. I bring you greetings from the throne of God. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. This morning we are honored and blessed to be transmitting this service live from Isaac and Comfort and Ponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in Accra. We thank God for everybody's life. We are live also on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM Obatam Power 92.5. We are also live on Amansam and GM Television. Good morning to our friends on Facebook, YouTube, and podcast telecast. We are all grateful to God for all of you. We want to thank God for your lives. Let me read our foundation scripture, John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Extremely, I have been, you know, examining even that particular scripture. And I have been examining it carefully, relating it, even though we've been reading that particular scripture since 9/11, 2016. Every Sunday we read it. The tendency and the temptation, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you are not careful, you may be saturated or familiarized with that particular scripture. So I'm using the opportunity this morning, even as I'm reading it to you, that the emphasis is not for anybody to join a nice church, an organized church. The preacher is good. The worship and praise and music is nice. The ambience of the church is nice. You know, there are nice things. Thank God for all that. But the emphasis is still Christ Jesus. Jesus. I want to see him. We want to know him. The emphasis will continually be the Christ. The songs are about him. If we sing any song that does not depict the Christ, I think that we have made a total digression. This is why sometimes I stop, like that. Don't sing this song here. Don't bring that song here again. Because most of the songs that we sing, not all of them, are gospel music. The fact that the name of God is in a song does not make it gospel. Maybe let me go further. The fact that the name of Christ is in, you know, does not make it. I can mention any artist of secular music and say that if he gets up in the morning and sings Jesus is a helper and all that, does not make it gospel. If I stand here and I talk nonsense, the fact that I'm standing on the altar of God talking nonsense doesn't make it the gospel. It doesn't make it the gospel. The gospel is the good news of Christ. The emphasis cannot shift. The emphasis must be the same. We will have to stand and depict the mind of God to God's people. That God is love, and that love is depicted or illustrated or signified in the Christ. So when you see the Christ, then you see the love of God. The moment you see the Christ, you have seen the love of God. Interestingly. Hallelujah. Put the scripture back and let us, you know, look at it carefully. He said, the same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we are here for Christ. We came to see Jesus. We did not come for the feast. We are not here for the ceremonies. We are not here to see our friends. We are not here to, you know, meet Achimota alumni or Adesada old boys and girls. That is not the reason why we are here. We are not even here for credit union. Jesus is the essence of our coming. Let's bring your mind back to it so that you don't miss it. Christ. We want to see Jesus. I go to Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36, and look at that particular course of scripture. The Bible says, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch, 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 watch. There is a watch. Maybe let's turn this into different versions and let us look at it carefully. The Bible said, be on your guard and pray always that you will have the strength to go safely through all those things that will happen and to stand before the Son of Man. I go to a different version, and in this one it says that, so whatever you do, don't go to sleep at the switch. Pray constantly that you will have the strength and wit to make it through everything that's coming and end up on your feet before the Son of Man. Another one says, keep alert. I like that one. NIV, interestingly, says, in NIV, the Bible makes it very clear. He said, be always on the watch, and you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. May this service be a tremendous one. That which has been intended by God and not the orchestrations of man. Not the ideologies of a preacher, the hermeneutics and homiletics and putting together of the paperwork of a man. No, we want to hear the voice of God resonating from our hearts and our spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. See, that is why in the Orthodox Church, the preacher will pray, put me aside and speak to your people. If the heaven of heavens belong to the Lord and the earth he has given to the sons of men, then God needs a container to operate in the earth realm. Therefore, what he wants to do, we give him an available container. We want to hear the mind of God. Can I hear a good amen? Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Whilst I have read that to you, I I come to a realization, my series is Error of Balaam, and this is the sixth edition or episode or part number six, or you know. So I am going to run you all through. When I started this particular series, I was reading my explorative scripture. I picked it up when I said to everybody who was here that there are three streams of Balaam. The first one, the Bible calls it the doctrine of Balaam, Revelation chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. And then I said, the Bible also outlines something in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 15. He calls it the way of Balaam. The Bible said they have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam. And I just read 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 15. Yeah, they have forsaken the way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam. And then I came to Jude 1 verse number 11. Jude chapter 1, the 11th verse, the Bible said, woe unto them, for they have gone the way in. So all the, you know, the discourse is all about going away, removing self from away, blown away from the right way. And when I talk about the right way, I am also trying to picture Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse number 16. I'm trying to picture that particular one where the Bible outlines in the word of the Lord and says, stand ye in the ways and see and act the old paths. Where is the good way? And the Bible said, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk there. We won't go there. Remember in my key Bible, I have a particular place where the subject talk about that the people will not even hear the preaching of the pure word. That even when the pure gospel is preached, even Jesus Christ, when he appeared in the temple of Jerusalem, that the people did not want to hear his message. So they will downplay it and say, is this not the son of the carpenter? Is this not the gentleman that who was born in Nazareth, who grew up in this particular place? That is what they are going to say. So I build on the course of what we have just read, the old paths, the scripture place, the old paths. Old paths. This is why, I have a short trailer where I said, give me the old time Christianity, where the gospel is preached. The old time. When I say old time Christianity, I'm referring to the old paths. I'm referring to the ways. Go to the ways and go and ask of the old paths, how the old people and the ancient oil operator. Go and check how people came to the house of God and served the Lord. Go and inquire how people had a disciplined mindset and loved God and served God. Go and go and see how people have gone from hypocrisy and begin to love God in purity of heart, and in the pureness of their heart they saw God. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. In other words, the people that are going to see the goodness of God, the people that are going to see the goodness of God are going to come with the purity of heart. We say somebody is born again, the person is makeover, becomes a total breed, a new creation, an absolute breed. And so church is not a place to just fraternize. Church is a training ground. Church is a place of training. We come to train the born again believer, empower that child of God, and deploy them to go and be a missionary Christian for God. A missionary Christian. But how can somebody bring somebody to Christ and be an example to them when they themselves have not gotten their life straight? Your life is not straight. How can you turn somebody's life straight? This is why he said that the preacher must be an example. Malachi chapter 2 verse 7. If we are seeking truth and knowledge, we should seek it from the mouth of the priest, and the preacher should be able to. Malachi 2 and verse number 7. You know, we should be able to come to that particular place where we are examples. We are going to be like 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness. Everybody say call. Can you say that again? Call. Can you say it for the last time? Call. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 1, the Bible said Paul the apostle called by the will of God, of Jesus Christ. He is an apostle by the will of God, of Jesus Christ. In verse number 2, he said that Paul is not only called, but unto the church which is in Corinth, unto them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. We are also called to be saints. In verse number 9 of the same chapter, the Bible said here, he said, God is faithful, by whom we have been called unto fellowship with Jesus Christ. Without that fellowship, your sitting here is a waste of time. So 1 John chapter 1 verse number 1, the Bible makes a submission. 1 John 1 1, the Bible is making a submission, and he said that which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, that which we have seen with our eyes and looked upon, and that which we have handled with our hands concerning the word of life. In the second verse he said, interestingly, he said, for the life has manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness of and show forth unto you. We bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and is manifested. In verse 3, he talks about something the Hebrew calls koinonia, fellowship. Without fellowship, you cannot have anything to do with your husband. Without fellowship, you cannot have anything to do. What we call relationship, the Bible calls fellowship. The things of God calls fellowship. You, Magdalene, cannot have anything to do with Elisha as a wife and husband, except they have a relationship. But the New Testament calls that fellowship. And so he is saying that which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you, that you may have fellowship with us first. And then the Bible said, for truly our fellowship is with the Father. So before Paul said, look unto me and learn from me, even as I look unto Christ, he has a relationship or fellowship with Jesus Christ. So Revelation chapter 2 verse 9 makes a submission that backs what I am trying to tell you. Look at this. The Bible talks about something very interesting in Revelation 2. And don't forget, I'm talking to you about the error of Balaam. Here, the Bible talks about the synagogue of Satan. Then when you go to Revelation chapter 3 verse 9, the same Bible talks again about the synagogue of Satan. Same thing. Synagogue. Behold, I will make of them of the synagogue of Satan. He makes that particular scripture clear. Now, what is the synagogue of Satan? Synagogue of Satan. What is the synagogue of Satan? Because he did not end there as just synagogue of Satan. In Revelation chapter 2 verse 13, the Bible talks about the seat of Satan. The seat. Satan. But I will begin with the synagogue. The beer! Not only in Ghana, go to Nigeria and go and sing. Go to Congo, Togo, and go and sing Kwasia Sori and Yankwasia Sofuo, who have built the synagogue of Satan. The name of the Lord is used in vain. The people are not being taught the way of righteousness, the old path where they bring them to God. The revelation, is making it very clearly that Satan has a church. Synagogue means a place of worship. Satan has a church. So then it will be an error for me to wake up and be in a place thinking that I'm in church, but actually I'm in a shrine. Thinking that akwanchire no amenya no is from the Lord, but an erroneous akwanchire is with me. And therefore, when I look at the practices which are practiced in church, like the way now we carry pictures to church and say, this is my landlady, this is my sister-in-law, this is my, you know, my enemy, my hater, this guy, this is my brother-in-law, kill him for me. What we used to take to the shrines, now we bring him to church, because we are feeling that. The other day when they came to Jesus and said, let us call from fire from heaven and consume them, Jesus said, but you don't know the kind of spirit that is in you. You have received the spirit that crieth, Abba Father. It is not the spirit of destruction. You have been sent out there as shepherds to go and win sheep that have been lost. Yeah, for this reason the Son of Man came to seek and save that which is lost. We have now turned away from a loving church that shows love to people who despitefully use us. Yeah, like he was saying in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 10 and 11. When you get to verse number 10, he talks about blessed are you when you know you are persecuted for righteousness sake. But interestingly, in verse number 11, look at how he puts it. He said, blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. He goes to the next verse and say, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Let me do a digression a little bit. There is heaven and there are rewards. The day we get there, you will know that this was not just screaming and shouting empty. By now, Deacon Stephen, you can't just think, say, by now, whatever that the Lord will have him receive, he has received it. By now. If he has joined the cloud of witnesses this morning, he is watching this service. If he has joined the cloud of witnesses, anybody that dies in Christ, the Bible said they shall rise from their labors and their works shall follow them. Their works. The person will journey for only 10 seconds. What are your works? Only 10 seconds. I will pause for only 10 seconds and ask you personally to reflect on your work. Your works will follow you. So I'm asking you, what are your works? The Bible has already made it very clear to us that we are saved by grace through faith. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. Very interesting. We are saved by grace through faith. Very clear in the word of God. It is not of works that anybody should boast. Yeah. But when it goes to verse number 9, interestingly, the Bible makes a very, you know, important statement. He said, it is not of works that any man should. I have already mentioned that. In verse number 10, he said here, we are the workmanship created in Christ unto good works. In other words, your salvation is by grace. I will say it for the last time, and then you will say it after me. Your salvation is by grace. Let's say it together. My salvation is by grace. But my Christian life is by good works. Can you say that with me? But my Christian life is by good works. My salvation is by grace. But the life I am going to live in Christ is by good works. Good works. Yeah, but bon you mapa home modern. Ubi where was Christ like. But I sit here and I see an error. And the error that I see is in 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse number 4. Put it there and let us see. 2 Corinthians. Chapter number 11, verse number 4. Maybe let me read from verse number 3, just for the sake of understanding. Verse number 3, the Bible said, but I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled or deceived Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. The gospel is so simple. There are no mistakes. Prayers. That is not the gospel. The gospel has so much simplicity that goes with it. Look at how Jesus, you know, dealt with people, administrated the anointing and administrated the oil. My darling, one of the things that will be a waste is in all this coming to church and sowing seeds and paying tithes and offerings and traveling from wherever you came from this morning and through it all, you miss heaven and Christ when he returns. I think that is a waste of time. It's a waste of time. So Jesus said, strive. You are going to strive. You are going to strive. If somebody had told New Kanja Dinse that we will not end, last December, we were with him together at the 31st night. He put the whole thing together. Sound engineering controlling was by him. Right now, he is not here. I heard of the news of the former minister of finance yesterday. You know, the Honorable Kwesi Boakye passed on. Honorable Kwesi Boakye passed on. It means that this thing is not just a Kujan Krofu. One day, Krofu, so I know whilst I'm saying this, you are already saying, I refuse in the name of Jesus. Oh, everybody can refuse. When the time comes, we will check whether your refusal will be applicable or not. I want to draw your heart to the seriousness of Christ Jesus. You must be serious. Now that you are born again, be serious with your faith. There are things, you know, I have talked about so many errors. The error of not knowing the Lord, but you are in church. The error of greed. The error of deception. The error, you know, last week error, what was it? Let me see if you are learning. The error of worldliness, Iriase. Worldliness! As for that one, we should hang on it a little bit. Sometimes you go to church and look at the altar of God, and even though physicality don't serve God, sometimes you are wondering whether all these boys playing instruments and all that, I wonder where they are going with tattoos and piercings and all this rasta hair and all that. The way we are trying to look, I am wondering who we are trying to project. Whether it is ourself or the Christ. Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 24. Jesus said, anybody who wants to follow me, let him take up his cross and deny self. Deny yourself. Selfishness, self-centeredness, self-aggrandizement. Deny it and come and follow me. So talk like, you know, me. Me is what I'm talking about. But you may have to come and call him because he's my brother. It's me level. Me level. Self! Did you know if there is any other projection apart from the Christ, that is a total deviation or digression from the assignment? So I'm looking at, you know, the way worldliness have taken center stage. You know, if you look at most of our gospel musicians, you can see the world. The world in them. The Bible said that the old believers, when you see them, you can say, these people have been with Christ. These people. The way they speak, the way they talk, the way they dress, the way, you know, they love, the way, you know, they teach, the way they are, the fruits of their life is just like the Christ. Just like the Christ. Have people come and all that kind of thing and stand on the altar of God and there is nothing Christo about them. World! It's because people now come into the house of God and what they
And that worldliness is come to church. Apostle prophet Isaac Appiah, the Lord bless you for coming yesterday to be a blessing to God's people. What a blessing you are. What an apostolic prophet you are. According to his teaching, I learned something from his teaching. Amazingly, when he taught and taught and taught and said, some things are in the bloodline. And once you become born again, it should be dealt with. Once he was proceeding further, then I realized that then if people are caught before we pour that oil on them, we should be able to take them through deliverance. Deliver them from lust, all kinds of lust. Deliver them, you know, deliver all these preachers and pulpiteers and altar workers who are full of wickedness and lust. Yeah, you know, a preacher can call langas and say, this other preacher, munkuni mame. A preacher can call serial killers and say, discipline that guy for me. How can a preacher become a mafia-like person with all these boys around? I want to ask and I want to know. Christianity, are you sure that when Jesus returns, he will be happy with you people? I'm asking a good question. Flesh carnality. The days you used to pray, used to go to the park all by yourself. It was not for visa. It was not for money. You just wanted to have koinonia, fellowship with God. You lifted a prayer. I was so, sometimes I am heartbroken when I can receive a call and somebody is saying, I am an attendant of a filling station. One of your pastors came here to buy petrol. And I said, how did you know he's my pastor? He said he has left ordination card, ordination license as a preacher here, and has left a card of Alabaster International Ministry, two cards, ministerial license plus membership card. Borrowed fuel that I will bring the money and come and collect my cards. It's been 6 months. I call him, he has blocked my number. How do you feel? As a head pastor, I am here, and a girl can call and said, you know, I am a girl. One of your pastors make babies with me, and and does not want to take care of his responsibility. And I'm standing here preaching, sweating, and telling you that God will give you double portion. Interesting. Interesting. You can have people sit in Alabaster, sponsor young men, rent house, furnish the house, and then after furnishing house, guys will say, I don't think you are my type. And then when they disappoint them, the people are going to sit now in church. Kofiodru is preaching and their ears are blocked. Their heart is blocked now. They are fighting over a man. Two girls in the church fighting over a man. You have even forgotten why you came here. And I can boldly tell you, until you repent and return, you are on your way to hell. I told you the mind of God. I am just telling you the mind of God. There are people sitting here who cannot even speak peaceably to their own family people. And you carry a big Bible here. This is why he is telling me to warn you, because judgment is coming. I love it when I see, interestingly, in the word of the Lord, what will be in you, ma? The Bible said, very interestingly, in the book of Timothy, he said very clear, he said, and if anybody cannot take care of his own household, he has denied or deserted the faith. And that person nothing is worse than an unbeliever or an infidel. That person is worse than the prostitute at Circle. I remember when this young man was in 37 Military Hospital, the case went to PCFM, and his father is a presiding elder of a very prestigious church at Abosuokai. Went to tell that your son is in the hospital, he said, I won't come. Truly, he did not turn up until the boy died. When the boy died, he said, well, people will say that you have deserted your son, so go and carry his body and go and bury him. And then this guy went, carried his body 1 week, you know, hide candlepiece chairs, music, food, and all that. And people were coming, donating money. And I come to realize that you people have turned God into Father Christmas. God, you have made him Santa Claus. Yeah, yeah, you can see, and I have born someone and grow for about DAY. The same thing we do to our mothers. Tell me the truth. The funny thing about telling truth is that the people who are receiving it feels you hate them. It's just like telling the government of Ghana truth. Government feels you are a hater. People like that, they will not like you. They don't even want to hear you. But if you could sit down and at least forget about the messenger and receive the message. Forget about the messenger, receive the message, and sit down and see if there is any abba in what is being said. As someone here cannot do anything, never say a baby was someone here can anymore. Serious. If Jubilee House have listened to some of the nonsense that we were talking about, at least by now we will not be in what we are. You see all the praise singers? You are doing well. You are doing well. Everything is well. Everything is well. Now all those people will vanish. Yeah. Will vanish. I have never seen weak leadership like this in my generation. Weak leadership. When people are misbehaving and they are not rebuked, God is angry. When people misbehave, like people come here and impregnate girls and we don't rebuke them, God is not even angry with you. He is angry with the people that are in charge. God is angry. When Phinehas and Hophni, the sons of Eli, when they sinned against God, the Lord was expecting the prophet to rebuke them. And when the prophet Eli did not rebuke them, God was angry. Didn't we read that in 1 Samuel chapter 2 or 2 Samuel? 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse number 22. The Bible was very clear. Why are you so mindful of your children more than me? Why do you give attention? The Bible said Eli was old and heard all the things that his sons did unto all Israel. And how, they put this in GMT. In GMT, the Bible said, Eli was now very old and kept hearing about everything his sons were doing to the Israelites, and that they were sleeping with the women who worked at the entrance of the tent of the Lord's presence. This was happening. And Eli could not remove people from position. God was not expecting stop it. No. God was saying, and not in your sign. Say, Mama, comfort baby out here. You were fracunyeso. Shit! Was he a you were fracunyeso? Babijina, sorry, damn near. I can't come back to 2-3-4. There's a day rate. Abijina, no, Abijina. Say free, no, cronies of mommy, 2 years. So, you know, no, near pen near the hotel. And say that because of ABCT, we are going to restore you in the next 1 year. Sit down now, Jen. That was what God was expecting. I could ask someone from today. Because of ABCD, you are not fit to Pastor Gloria. You start International Ministry of Angkor and Ajin Kutuku. You are removed. You're too assigned. Now tell. Ajin Chere. God was expecting that. Not when people are doing evil and we are defending them. Defending them. The first thing, when God steps back, then your enemies will pounce on you. And I'm telling you exactly what is happening to Ghana. What is happening to Ghana is not Russia-Ukraine war. It's your disobedience. I'm speaking to you as a prophet and a gatekeeper of this nation. I have been honored by God to intercede for this nation. That is why we intercede every Sunday and pray and sing the national anthem and bring this nation before God. And my job is to rebuke this nation. I'm telling you the mind of God. If anybody is a prophet, does not see, cannot tell that Ghana, I'm telling you. It's not Russia, Ukraine war. I'm telling you. As I'm standing here, if I sin before God, all of you here, you will experience the fruits of my punishment. Munna, you ebibe kamuna. Say when yamisu or chiko fidraswa, ebibe kani, ebibe kani, ebibe ku bia. Anybody that engages with him, ebibe kani. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you as a nation. You say there is a dark cloud covering this nation. Very thick, dark cloud covering this nation. Yeah. Young boys can take Ghana's money and go to Laboni, East Legon cantonments and buy properties, building properties and all that. And there are ordinary people having, you know, transporting them from villages to cheap compounds. And they die on the route because there are no proper roads. There are people who give birth on the way, on the floor. And we are people who are looting this miserable country. And you have no prophet to warn you. You have nobody to straighten you. And God is now going to take over. He will do it in his own way. He will extremely lie in his own way. Young boys, see, you know, in the Jubilee House, Totokas, my girls, with this nation's revenue. And you tell me that everything is okay. Everything can never be okay. God will put things right. Put things right.
And cry here, yeah, so free. Will be Jimmy Cry and now.
I don't care who you are. The moment you cross the line, we put you in order. Straight. Hey, you can't serve here again. Sit down. When you're soft with you, sit down. Yeah, cry, we can do that. We can do that. This young man was not here for 2 weeks, even though he came to church. I said, you have been suspended 2 weeks. Sit down. Obano abetin any penny. And apart from being suspending him, one of his conditions was that you will not play the keyboard, but make sure somebody is playing it. And he made sure for 2 Sundays, 2 Tuesdays, and all the services where somebody he brought was playing. Why can't we have leadership? Why can't we have leadership? And so we have all kinds of haphazardness. People take the altar of God into confusion and madness, and we reduce God to nothing. We turn, you know, the daily sacrifices and bring, you know, we make obstinate or desolate abominations. We bring it to the altar of God. And so Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 15 is in order. We are now seeing that if he said, when you see, you know, the abomination that makes desolate is standing in the holy place, he that readeth, let him understand. And he was quoting Daniel, and he was one of the favorite ones I like, is Daniel chapter 12 and verse number 10, where the Bible talks about something very profound. And in Daniel 12, 10, the Bible said, many shall be purified and be made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand except the wise. Yeah. So when I'm talking, I said, I'm talking to only the wise. The wise are the only people who will understand this morning's preaching. Only the wise. Will be a one year wise preaching. We have a break or real internet. So I bear come quasi see ourselves. Yeah, because it is only the wise that can understand it. Only the wise. Only the wise, the one who say ye ningu abontene. Only the wise, the one who say ye didia ye ntonchen abontene. Only the wise, the one who say ye royal dross en yonso ngu kwaiho. It is only the wise that can be able to know that, you know, pettiness and petty vindictiveness and hatred and carnality, it doesn't take anybody anywhere. When people, you know, walk away from the errors of Balaam, one of the errors they have to walk away from is the error. Once we have talked about error of worldliness, then we should go even further and talk about the error of distraction. It is one of the devil's old tricks. Only thing he will do is to cause you to be distracted. 1 Kings chapter 13, God sends a prophet, the whole chapter, and says to the prophet, go to that town. Don't eat in that town. Your assignment does not desire food. Deliver your message and walk out of that place. An old prophet missed him and said, the angel of the Lord met me and told me that come to my house and eat. He ignored the instruction of the Lord and followed man. Whilst they were sitting eating at the dining table, the power of God came upon this same person that was used as a distraction and said, tell this young prophet, when you leave here, a lion will meet you in the way and tear you apart. That prophecy came to pass. And this old prophet went and carried his body and buried him. Distraction! And one of the things that we have been distracted from, seriously distracted from, as we are all sitting here, is given. As Christians, I have people in this place who have never given tithes before, sitting here. And they are expecting blessings, and the blessings are not coming. I go to other churches, I see young men, have businessmen, they are getting contracts beyond your imagination. And those people, they don't even want anybody to know that they gave that check. Given, seriously. The enemy will make you to be distracted. I said to Ghana, if you want to be blessed as a nation, we must pay tithe. As a nation, we must pay tithe on it. Take your tithes to the altar of God. Let us determine where we want to. Even in the United Kingdom, if this church is blessed with, let's say, 10,000 Ghana cedis on this Sunday, government will add 30% to it in the United Kingdom. Every church is registered as a charity. United Kingdom is indirectly paying their tithes to God. Every church, government gives them 30% every Sunday of whatever money you make. Whatever money that comes to the altar, government will give you 30% extra. So if we make £100,000, government will give us £30,000 plus. All we need to do is to file and declare. And our books are straight. Finish. Government will pay it. And that money is coming to the altar of God, not to the children's home, not to Kolebu. Altar of God. The Queen of England lived for 96 reigned for 70 years. It doesn't just come. Principles are followed. They call the Queen of England the anointed one. The anointed one. How many African leaders will we call anointed? Museveni? Or who? Or Buhari? Which one is anointed? Or Eyadema? For Eyadema? Which one is anointed? Miro, I'm only asking questions. Which one? They call the Queen of England the anointed one. I am asking Africa, which of your leaders are anointed? Is this Ramaphosa? Or which of them? Which of them? Or Omukure Wuko, Mebutu Seseko, you know, Nyasingbe, Yadema, and all these guys. Which of them? Which of them? From Nigeria, you know, Omar Yadua, and all these guys. Which of them is anointed? Let me ask you people sitting here, which of you are anointed? Which of you is anointed? The word Christ means the anointed one. So Christians means the anointed people. So I'm asking you, which of you here are anointed? Anointing can kind be no. I want to know. Who's going to be coming? Yeah! We want to know anointing, Kuro. What kind of anointing is that? You have anointing. You can anoint in a donipa, a penipa. Anointing, you mean, you know. You anoint a person, you will be cool. Anointing a person, you will be hearing. No. When we talk about unction, yakas will be one sarango. You should pray kuruti and any people jina kwa hongo be penare. That is what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Anointing that does not make complaints. Praying in our closets. Making intercession in our closets. Person is not getting right. Please, Lord, help us. It gives. And not only money, love, attention. It gives. Emu ye shi, omo nam kwa mo se se, omo ye shi chen ubi ya. I realize that now, what I used to give to these people on the street, now it's doubled. Because I'm asking, me kura no a me mess can me need the anopani area. What did the anopani area? We have been distracted from, listen to this, distracted from our faith. Now, when people need something, they don't believe God for it. Faith is gone. Faith is gone. Emu aye shi no mne adie tie Christofo ne kasa. Tie o makasa. If you are saying I didn't gana, I didn't do the let the rich say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Say to the righteous, it shall be well. It shall be well. It shall. Where is that faith? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Jesus called this generation a wicked and adulterous generation. They're looking for a sign. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? When I take that away, apart from giving, so I'm make those bullet points. So the distraction from our giving as Christians, our benevolence, and distraction from our faith, one of the things that we have been distracted from is godliness, godly character, and the person we nyami suru nipa. Timin kasi edi ubi akoto bebi usuru nyame. The person who knows at the core what Ghana kunywa kesi ene swa ubi kotena swa na na gwiya sisa. I want to know what it is. Yanyanko hodanti ni madekro. I want to know that will be nam hono nyama bemwa said your kasa ni ne plans ni na idea. Okotina kunywa ne swa na na me person who knows adi eti akunywa ne swa. Sad thing about this generation having Christians in this place, and our mission is not heaven's mission. They didn't retire. I want to know why, you know, Christians can spend all day gossiping without Christian discipline. There is no discipline. Me, if I want to marry, I'm not married and I want to marry, these are the things that I will look for. I'm looking for somebody who has a generous heart, so that when we are given to my mother-in-law, there wouldn't be a fight. When we are given to our father-in-law, there wouldn't be a fight. When brothers-in-law, sisters-in-law come around, we will not fight over giving something to them. I will check that. Somebody with a generous heart. Number two, somebody with faith in Christ. Gideon with Christ. Number three, somebody with godliness or a godly character. Number four, somebody with Christian discipline. I want to know. Listen to this one. Interesting. Somebody with the power of fasting and prayer. Now we have been distracted. When was the last time you fasted for 7 days? When was the last? Mr. Wafria said. I said you have backslided. What she has said. When was the last time you yourself decided 7 days on my own? Atanye Drianye Christopher. I hear a swan about 8 o'clock. Oh, blah, you a quick baby. Rice, water, bo fruit, brood. Adrianne Christopher and Timin to Satan said, bah! I'm talking to the wise. Yeah. We have been distracted. Distraction. Your fasting and prayer is no more. Ya ya ke siye we nyami fi. Ye di diya me. Ye diya no pa diya ni ehwe we are diya ni. And so look at the complaints. We are complaining of food. And diya ni buwa ye di ndodo because ye di di. Sorry me empo. Sorry me empo. Sorry. Sorry, 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 sorry. We are making a say, I'm not paying, we'll be a main or tear. A main or the tear. And Rabben Kuku Kuntamu, yeah, yeah. Would you see that's why in Fufukusa at a tear? Would you make us will be on my shanty so no as was your coso? Shanty so! Did Diami and Opetu to Quesia down or Power Didi? Can you believe the Quesia down or Power Didi? We trained our children to fast and pray every Sunday. Our children fast until 3 p.m. From little children, babies, until they grow. At least we krada eya konchereda. We don't have people like I say, you know, it be the dear to the point. So be to me, dad, was sorry, no go free gym, no go baby, no baby, and all that. And I drew the swarm, and all that. I him marching, will be to me, say, not comedy, and I him marching, me cope, BBD. And apart from the spirituality, the physicality comes in sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, and then we blame it on demons and the devil. This is a practical church. We are teaching the practical word of God. And many of us, 70% of the people in this room don't exercise. And so the fermented pizza is building up. The fermented pizza is building up fat and cholesterol. Put Luke chapter 21 verses 34 back and look at what he was warning us from. This was what he was warning us. I would look at one of my special adjutants. I was telling them, we're through. I get very worried. A man in me, I get worried. Because the Emma were through, you can see no a trouble. It's trouble. I'm telling Ghanaians, listen to this. A funeral is supposed to be memorial service. After memorial service, it's finished. Go home. Everybody should go home. It's not. The Amodia Becky can win now, me say, would the opa, ye buffet, the Baba Beji, and now watching Nedry and your free winter. Jitika wenye de akusiye. Monday, dear Tuesday, dear Wednesday, dear Thursday. Eriko she free gym ni akaneshe. Achomofu. When I just said died, I saw this. And the people I'm talking about, I've never seen them before. I don't know them. Prophet Odro papa. Yeah, ni onuanom afira aburochi aba. Eye buffet continental ni local. Yeah, local ni so 7 dishes, continental 9 dishes. Oh, what to work with? Count. Sambra is here. All right. And then they come. Okoha, no, akwaji kukunti, benku. Akwaji fufu, tuwe safi. Apapransa. Ampesie. Ojiwe na anodi akusie. Let me tell you, I'm not making it up. There are people who took food and hid them in a particular truck, and they didn't know that the truck was a moving truck. Ah, I'm a small Asia. Ah, me mama Chrissy daughter temechi awanope. If I don't agree to my mother, this is the discipline you've been instilling in us, and yet people don't see it. And the track move ne duani a track ne de koyen. I'm wondering, are we really Christians? I have made it a policy for the past 23 years. I don't eat from any funeral. I don't care how posh it was. I don't take your food. From a funeral, I won't take it. I don't care if it was what posh funeral. Salad, I won't eat it. It was a policy. Period. Ubiti me conquer for 1 week. Me kaise me nana ba free mo. Ena inolizimo decided so it is just a 1 week. Yeah, she did it ani akosisiya. And then they did it very brief. Within just about 40 minutes, the service was over. And then people started saying, "Ada man sebu bibiya wase." atemwa wumu dimu pa one tintra and then I make catch one. And since I'm on live television, radio, and online, I wouldn't want to mention the church's name. Nana ba sorry for no. Umudi atem papa. Umudi ne matem na find go se mu awa breche wo ye kwa ti Ghana ha kwa ye timi ye eye rice what e ku egbe mi ye ye kuku ye wi ani ababa ba be ye ye fried rice mo mu amo wo abreche ah ewura de ah. This is why somebody becomes an MP and we force them to become thieves. Because we are making demands they can't pay. I'm getting married. I need this. I need that. My boy is going to school. They posted somebody to national service. Can you? We don't like him. Move him here for me to help me to get a job. They even help me to go to Qatar football. Your hand, right hand is on your heart. Before we pray for you, let's pray for this country. This country is more sick than we are. Ye na ye yare bad omai we yare chen ye. Obiawa, everybody standing here is sick, but this nation is more sicker. Play the national anthem. Your hands on Ghana's flag that is on the altar of God and pray for this nation. Remember to pray for my president. This is the time where kings go to battle. They are asking God's mercy and his favor. Let the grace of God come through for his people. Raise your voice in prayer. Kabado ko shadaha. Mercy on this country. Mercy. Let the dark clouds that covers and that has overshadowed this nation, let it disperse. Let your mercy be remembered. Let it disperse. Let it disperse. Let it disperse. Be gracious to this nation. Now put your two hands on your heart and pray for yourself. That we may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Be made conformable to his death. We want to follow Christ. Take your cross and follow him. Take your cross. He that contend in a race cannot win except he runs according to the rules. Take your cross and follow Christ. Take your cross and start following Jesus Christ. It's time to follow his steps. If you appear in your glory, may I not miss you. Destroy.
distractions. The error of being distracted. The error of being distracted. This morning I make intercession for everybody whose area of house have been flooded because of last night's rain. I pray that help will emanate from the hand of the grace of God in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray for Ghana. I pray for my president. I pray for your help. I pray for the people of Ghana. I pray for the businesses in Ghana. I pray for everybody that is watching us and listening to us wherever they are. I commit them and their families into your hands. The year is going to a close. The enemy is coming in like a flood. I pray that you will arise and lift a standard against them. I'm asking in Jesus' name that you will be good, kind, and generous to your people. In this turbulent, rough times, supply the needs and the requirements of your people according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus. Since they that love you, all things work together for their good. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of man. What God has for those who love him. I pray that you will make us planted in your courts and house, that we will see your glory in our lives. Now I commend your people to you. In this new week, let your help go with them. And may they come back with testimonies. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I give you thanks. You have begun a good work. Surely you will also accomplish. Be exalted and be magnified. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. But you watched us, you are here, you listen to us, and you don't know Christ as Savior. The right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my personal Savior. I surrender my life to you. Have your way in my life. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer. Be kind to them and let this salvation and this new life take them to the place of rest which you have promised in your word. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Clap your hands for the Lord. You want to join us in our offerings? 0249-809911. That's 0249-809911. Or 059-229-6667. That's 059-229-6667. You can join us in any of those numbers and the Lord will bless you as never before. Hallelujah. From all of us here in the Amponsa Memorial Temple, I would like to say on Tuesday, we are having our non-denominational Bible study. Wednesday, Forest and Bible Cassia is happening. Let me once again use the opportunity to thank God for Lady Emilia and your husband, Apostle Prophet Isaac Appiah. Thank you, sir. I'm grateful. And happy birthday to you. Happy Founders Day to you today. We give God the glory. Say amen. Amen. All right. So when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.